This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. So we're out in Ashburn. Obviously, everybody's getting geared up. NFC title game is on Sunday. The Commanders are in it. Whether you expected that or not, it doesn't matter. They're here.
Baby.
They are here. And driving out to Ashburn this morning, regular morning, everything's cool. Park, of course, I start walking up. Then I realize I forget my phone, so I had to go back. And as I'm walking up, I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'm like,
it kind of sounds like me. Same thing.
Right? Like,
but I was walking in with a guy that actually works in the back and does all that stuff. And he said they basically blew air on this so they can have that thing up. So they try to heat the field up.
So I just tweeted out a picture of it if you want to see what we're talking about. Commanders obviously are playing this weekend in Philadelphia, right? They're playing the Eagles. Lincoln Financial Field is an outdoor stadium. For those uninformed, it is an outdoor stadium. The game on Sunday will be outdoors, hell or high water. The Commanders have a practice bubble that is located opposite of the main building from the parking lots. Okay. The bulk of their practice fields, they have four practice fields out the backside of the locker room. So the practice bubble is opposite where the practice fields are. There's a big old parking lot in the middle. Walking up here today, I'm looking out at the practice fields, and it looks like they're trying to build a bubble over the outdoor practice field. And I asked you, B, I was like, what is that? What are they doing? And you what did the dude explain to you?
That they're blowing air under it so they can get heaters and stuff. They're heating the field up. A lot of these fields now have those coils under the field, the actual field, that keeps it warm at certain times. I don't guess that field did. And that's the field right by the one that they just took the turf off of. So they are trying to heat it up a little bit. I guess because you don't want the grass to be – the ground to be so hard to where the spikes won't go into it. Somebody could, you know, slip and mess up a groin or anything. So they wanted it to be basically how it would be normally. And Philadelphia, I think when that stadium was built, there are coils under that one.
Sure. Now, I've got all these – so I tweeted out the picture, if you want to see it, at JP Finley, NBCS. I've got all these experts telling me that that's the bubble. No, it's not.
It's not the bubble.
That's
experts.
Not the bubble, experts. Nor,
I just explained it.
I got another dude telling me they've been doing this for weeks. No, they
haven't.
Like, now they have
he
this –
he must forget that we come out here
yeah,
every week.
I'm sure you know more than me about walking around here. They have been putting down this, like, black – netting on top of it. This is something else entirely, and what makes it definitively not a bubble, it wouldn't be high enough for these dudes to practice in.
Like, sure couldn't punt.
No, I don't even think you could really throw the ball.
You could probably throw some
like little dump balls.
Nah, but it's just to keep them so they can warm the field.
Yeah. It also, there are so many little things that show a commitment to winning from the top. And this is another one. Like, I don't know, Brian, I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. I have no idea what that type of machinery costs, mm-hmm. but it's let's give them a quick feels like.
It's up today, Jay.
Yeah, it's coming up today. I don't know if it's up yet.
Well, when I was coming in, it was 15 degrees. It felt like it was 17.
Okay, that's still pretty damn cold, B.
Yesterday it was 4.
Right. I got it at 8. So it's 18 degrees, feels like is...
1920?
19. Yeah. Okay. So that's cold as hell. Freezing is 32. So yeah. We're still 12, 13 under. Here's my point. Whatever that black bubble tarp thing is, and whatever the machinery involved to heat a field when it's been sub-freezing temperatures for the better part of a week, that all costs money.
Yeah.
None of that stuff's free. They don't give that away if you buy a loaf of bread at the grocery store. There is a willingness to spend to be the best they can, and you see it over and over. We saw it when they took the week in Arizona, which is a moment you think really brought this team together.
Hell yeah.
And seeing that thing this morning felt like something out of Star Wars, B. I was like, what the hell is that? It was, I don't know. Little things get me excited, I suppose.
Yep.
And it's going to be pretty damn interesting. How are you, Brian? What's
I'm
going
good,
on?
Brother. What's happening with
you? You know, gearing up for the weekend, getting ready for just what's going to be nuts with this football team, man. They're 60 minutes away, and nobody knows what's going to happen. Philly has a really good team. Nobody's suggesting they don't. But, damn, these dudes have a chance. There's a lot of ways you can talk yourself into.
I've talked to a lot of people from Philly. They believe that Washington has a chance, too.
I think they're a little shook.
They know they have to come out and play their absolute best game as well. You're not going to sit up here and just think that you're going to walk over these dudes. It's too much going well for them, and they're ready to fight, believe me.
Yeah, I think if you listen to DQ yesterday, and then we got to hear from a number of players yesterday afternoon, I think they're all hitting the right tones. I thought McLaurin, I mean, shocker, Terry McLaurin was really well-spoken. I think Terry's like, you know, we haven't accomplished anything yet. We have plenty more to do. And I think perhaps the hardest thing with an unexpected run like this is to keep everyone centered on the next game. I do, however, think they're checking those boxes where everybody is locked in on Sunday's game, despite all the other interesting stuff going on, and you know they're heating up the field. They haven't had to heat the field up out here because they haven't played this late into the season.
You're right.
Little bit of breaking news. I don't think neither of these should be a surprise at all, frankly. Jaden Daniels is officially a finalist for the Offensive Rookie of the Year award, and Dan Quinn officially a finalist for the NFL Coach of the Year award.
Should be it. Should win it.
Yeah. Those awards are given out Thursday night of the Super Bowl NFL honors. I assume that's down in
New Orleans,
even if one of the press releases incorrectly said Vegas. What'll be fascinating, there's a lot of honors this team received that if they get to Sunday around 7 p.m. and they've won that football game, nobody's doing any of it. Nope. You win this game, nobody's going to the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. You win this game, Thursday night in New Orleans, nobody's going to NFL honors. Like,
no.
Yeah, everything shifts.
They don't have representatives.
Nah.
You may have somebody there to receive, you know, more. Maybe somebody from the organization, but not the person.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Hell, Jaden's mom can go accept something.
Yeah, I'm saying nobody's going to go to the Pro Bowl. I almost wonder.
No, none of the players are going to the Pro Bowl. If they're in the Super Bowl, no one's going to the Pro Bowl.
Right. I almost wonder, just getting this far in, if they might skip the Pro Bowl, honestly. But whatever, they can figure that out.
Depending on how these people rate this, that an incentive thing in your contract.
You get.
If I get voted, I get paid.
The Pro Bowl ain't about the Pro Bowl incentives aren't about playing in it. It's about
it better not be.
Yeah.
Some people put it in there.
No way. What, you got to go play dodgeball to get incentive?
No. Some people will put it in there. You don't show up to the Pro Bowl, you don't get paid.
That'd be
smart.
For the Pro Bowl people.
Now, for people that make to the Super Bowl, yes. They don't have to go because they have a real legitimate reason.
What's wild is when I was talking with Kerwin and Heather, like the NBC4 people, about what we need to be sure we cover at Super Bowl week, It was, yo, Thursday night is NFL honors. Jaden's going to win Rookie of the Year. We got to be sure we cover that. That conversation sure is shifting these days about what we got to be sure we do.
You still can cover it and get all of that B-roll and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not saying we won't. But
he,
like,
ain't going to be there.
Yeah, right.
If they're going to the game, he's not going to be there.
It's been a fascinating run, how things just seem to be changing in warp speed, man. Warp speed. It's been pretty fun. I don't want to speak out of turn here, because I never know if I'm correct. Is Jeff back in the office? Do we have Jeff back? Is the stomach finally tamed?
I thought you said he'll be back today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So we don't know.
I am.
Whoa!
All right, there we go.
Jeff is back.
Sound bad, man. You been sitting on the toilet all this time?
Nah, that's my voice. I'm good, bruh. I'm back. I am back. I'm flying high.
All right, okay. Attaboy. Jeffrey, how you? Like, we haven't heard from you all week. You've been sick. I can only imagine where the Ashburn syndrome is.
Well, hell, it's not syndrome no more now, Jay.
I've been tossing and turning in my sleep all week waiting for Sunday. Like, I have jitters right now just thinking about the game, you know? Like, I know it's going to be a tough one, but, like, I don't think we're going to lose. I have the same feeling from last week, this week. And that's not Ashburn syndrome. That's just the faith I got in this team and what, man, they got the whole city behind them. Like they got the nation behind them. They got their team behind them. Like everyone has bought in. I know that is a thing that a lot of people have been repetitively saying, but it is the truth. You can feel it. Like you can feel the spirit of the old fans from around here. You can feel the spirit, you know, of the younger fans embracing us. Dude, my little cousin went and bought a jersey. I didn't even know he was a fan of a football team. I didn't even know he watched football. But he got a Jaden Daniels jersey and talking about he about to go buy a Terry McLaurin one. Yo, it's a surreal feeling. That's all it is.
Hey, look, cuz, I'm going to borrow some money. Damn.
Yeah, what's your cousin? I'm with you, man. It is a – at some point we got to get used to it because I think this is the bold new future we're all walking into. I don't know that the getting used to it year will be this year. But they just the opportunity that's there is just so massive, and it is exciting. And I think, you know, of all of us involved in this program, me, you, Lamphill, Jeffrey, White, Brian, you're the only one that's been here, right? Mm-hmm. That's been in a conference title game. And I thought it was very clear yesterday. DQ said, fundamentals and execution is what got us here. It's not about rolling out new plays.
Yeah.
I asked Jaden about that. He said, yeah, you know, might be some new wrinkles here or there, but they're going to have some too. But we know each other. Like, everybody knows what's at stake in this game. And then Zach Ertz said, the same stuff that helped us win games during the year is what we need to do to win games this year.
Totally.
How do they remain focused and just playing their game as the hype continues to build?
See, that's the thing about it. The hype has been building the whole year, and that team has remained the same. I think when you look at the guys on this team that are leading the way, all of those guys are the ones that don't let outside noise affect them. Bobby Wagner's not caring. Zach Ertz not caring. Hell, your starting quarterback who's young is not caring. He's worked harder every week to try to make sure he can keep going on the trek he's been on. So I think they have great leadership in DQ and the rest of these coaches around here that don't allow that to happen. Now, there are a lot of times where you get a lot of – when people always want the young – if you got no leadership on a team, you can see that happening. Have we seen anything that shows us that they care about what's happening outside?
No.
So I don't expect it to change.
It's really a group that appears to have kind of all the right pieces in place where you've got enough. The mix of vets and young players mm-hmm. is remarkable. And then I think if you consider, like I did, you know who I talked to last night was Tim Murray on the VSiN. Mm-hmm. And talking with Timmy, it was like, I think everybody nationally knows Jaden, obviously. And I think even Terry has kind of hit that mark. But of the guys that made big plays last week, and you got the whole country watching that game last week. Detroit at home, the whole country's rooting for Detroit. For young guys like Quan Martin and Mikey Sammerstill to make mm-hmm. big plays in that game, people are like, whoa, who are these guys? And I think fans here have known about them all year. But yeah. Now it's like, okay, this is something really exciting. You've got a couple secondary guys, a second-year guy and a rookie that are making big plays. I think you combine that with Marshon Lattimore. If you look at what this team was when they've played Philly twice versus what they are now, I feel comfortable saying they're a lot better now
yeah.
than they were.
They are.
I think, you know, the game in Philly in November – they were in it till about 10 minutes, and then it just got away from them. When Saquon hit the first home run on them in that game, it seemed like the defense didn't kind of snap out of it, and then he was able to hit a second, and then all of a sudden it was game over, right? The game in Washington, I mean, they scored 22 points in the fourth quarter to come back and win after five turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, they were down 27-14 in the third quarter, and then Jaden just got absolutely red hot, and they were able to come back. I don't know that that's the path either, is to get down 13 points. And
nah.
Like, ideally, you're not down two scores in the second half this week.
You don't want to see that. And I think if they just go out there and play the game that they've played of late, they have that great opportunity.
Yeah. The fascinating thing will be Hertz's mobility, I think, is a massive part of this. All right, so we got a packed show. With Hugh and Joe, are we doing the, like, we're both live on both stations at the same time thing at 11? We've done that before where we kind of do this crosstalk with WIP in Philly, and it's been a blast. Mm-hmm. Ross Tucker's going to join us at noon. He is on the call this weekend for Westwood One. Matthew Berry from NBC Sports, talented Mr. Roto, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Just an absolute huge Commanders fan. Sunday, if you're going to be in the car at all, we got you covered all damn day. Live coverage starts at 9 a.m. here on 106.7 The Fan, in advance of Commanders-Eagles at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. NFC title game. You can listen to the game here. Listen to DOC do the post game here. It's getting real, folks. It's getting very, very exciting. We'll hear from Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury today. A question for us all is, with this contest, last week going to Detroit, I think we knew the type of challenge presented to Joe Witt.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I'm very curious. Cliff Kingsbury calling the offense, Joe Witt calling the defense. Who's got the bigger challenge? Let's dive into that. We might have to open the phones up right now just to talk about kind of where the challenges are. What do you feel best about? What do you feel worst about? The rest of the show is going to get packed. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.